Give it up for Monday. Clap your hands on Monday. Let's dance, it's Monday. It's a happy Monday. The first day of the week.
It's Monday!
Woohoo! And it's a beautiful blue sky out there on this Monday. April 20th. Do you believe it? April is just flying by, and we're still working on our taxes. Yeah, my husband decided to tackle that this weekend. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. Answer today's poll question. Should the practice of shaking hands and hugging people you know or don't know be removed from society standards? All that ickiness, all those cooties, germs. That's what people are looking at now. 991fmtalk.com. Friday's poll question, should Nevada elections include ballot harvesting? A Clinton lawyer is suing the state over this to make sure that it happens. Well, of our listeners participating, you said 0% said yes, 74% said no, and 26% said only taxpayers should be allowed to vote. That's an interesting concept there. But today's question, should the practice of shaking hands and hugging people you know or don't know be removed from society? And I can't stand that because, well, our caller right now, I would love to give a big old hug to when I meet him in person. And that is our guest right now. It is Monday. So what does that mean? That means that we talk to Greg Hughes, the founder and CEO of Hughes Private Capital, a real estate investment company here in Reno. Hello, Greg. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Monica. Yes, I would like to hug you too when I get to see you in person. That's crazy.
It is. I mean, you're a professional, Greg. Isn't that kind of part of that is shaking someone's hand when you first meet them? And if I'm going to trust you with my money and my investments, I want to know from your handshake, you know, I feel like I can trust you that way.
Absolutely. And the handshake tells a person a lot about the other person that you're shaking hands with, you know. That's important.
It really is. And it's important to know how your money works for you. So I have a question for you. You talk a lot about IRAs and 401ks, but can you tell us a little bit more on how, you know, you could actually invest in real estate with those?
Yeah. A lot of times people don't understand that they can do that. You can take a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA and even sometimes a 401k and invest it in real estate. So if you have an IRA, you can use it to buy real estate as an investment, but you can't use it for personal use. So in other words, you can't use it to buy a home or a vacation home for yourself. It can be only for investment properties. So if you've got an IRA that's, say, sitting in the volatile stock market, which where most of them are right now, you can change that over, you know, into a self-directed IRA and then use that to buy real estate, or you could do precious metals, businesses, and other assets. In other words, things outside the stock market.
Oh, see, that's what I'm trying to get my husband to do is get some gold. So I'm going to have to pass your number on to him. Say, call Greg. So, Greg, as an example, then, if I had my IRA, say, as Charles Schwab, I could tell them I want to use it to buy real estate. Could I do that?
Well, unfortunately, no, that doesn't work. And here's why. If your IRA is held with, say, Charles Schwab, Fidelity, or Vanguard, they're all examples of custodians that will hold your IRA, but only allow you to invest in the stock market, not anything outside of the market. So if you wanted to invest in real estate, you need to move it to a custodian that allows your investments to go outside the stock market. And there's a lot of those custodians that will do exactly that. So once you move your IRA to one of those custodians, it's considered a self-directed IRA. And then there's guidelines that you got to follow so you can invest in real estate and other non-stock market types of investments that are out there.
But why would somebody want to do that?
Well, the reason, I tell you this, how much control do you have when you invest in the stock market? Very little, right?
Yeah.
Is really the answer. You're kind of at the whims of what the market does, going up or going down. And when you invest in real estate, you have much more control and transparency to protect your investment. And this is a really common way that people invest with us. We help them to get their IRA set up into a self-directed IRA, and then they can go add real estate into their portfolio for more diversification and greater control over their investment outcome. And really the best part is that they can do that without having to have any of the landlord hassles, but still have real estate in their investment portfolio. And how we do that, we're probably going to have to leave for another time in another segment.
Well, then you be working on it, and I will have you back every Monday.
Okay.
It sounds fantastic.
Good.
11 o'clock. If you want to find out more, though, before Greg is back on next Monday, just log on to HughesCapital.com or give him a call. Check him out. Greg, I really appreciate this time with you. And yeah, I think I'm going to be forwarding on this information to my husband as well. And he needs to call you as well. Thank you, Greg.
That sounds good. Thanks,
Greg,
Monica.
Thank you. Greg Hughes, Hughes Capital. I mean, this is just, it's so important for you to think about right now. I mean, people are watching just the stock market fall apart. Who's in charge of your investments? You have to be able to trust them and know that they are doing what's right for you. Greg Hughes. All right, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today, including the fact that, I hate the fact that people are saying that this is the new norm. This is what we do now. This is how it works. It's all virtual. You know, one of the reasons that I chose today's poll question as, you know, the whole handshaking and the hugging thing and the personal contact is I want you to now think of this country, and don't shout at me for blasphemy, I want you to now think of this country as Iran. Yes, Iran. If you look at historical photos of Iran, you will see people going to college in regular clothes, women in sundresses, bikinis. You will see people holding hands. But you don't see that now. You don't see that now. You see people not allowed to touch each other. You see people covering their faces. I just want you to start looking at some of the similarities. The government telling you what you can and can't do, right down to the city, the state, the federal government. Start looking at the similarities. To go back to what I was talking about, the conservative talk lunch that I was always telling you about, well, this one is on April 22nd, so it's this week. But you're going to have to join it from your home using your phone or your computer. It is a virtual conservative talk lunch. There is always great guests and just listening to like-minded people. So, get going. Contact Carol Feinberg. She can get you the information. And I'm going to work it out that I can get you the information and put it on my webpage as well so you can participate. All right. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with John this morning. Hi, John. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Good morning, Monica. We enjoy your show. My wife and I listen to it most days. I wanted to make two comments. One is, I'm 76 years old. My wife is close to that. We have some underlying problems, and it seems to me that we have the right to self-isolate, and we're willing to, but I think that's a right that people can choose which they want. They can choose to isolate. They can choose not to. I don't think our freedoms are being protected by the government, and I'm sorry about that. The other thing I wanted to say was, we would like to sign the petition. We don't know where to go, and we've got to do it in a car. I want to protect myself at our age and our problems. So where do we go to sign the petition? Can you tell us?
Yes. So do you have a computer?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to find out what is best for what location is best for you, because I can throw out locations for you and you might be on the other end of town. So fight, F-I-G-H-T, for, F-O-R, Nevada, spelled out, .com. When you go to the fightfornevada.com website, it lists right there petition locations. So you just have to keep scrolling. Are you in Washoe County?
Yes, in Reno.
In Reno? Okay. So you got to scroll all the way down to the bottom for Washoe County because it goes in alphabetical order. So you just go through the list of businesses there, and they will either bring the petition out to your car, or they have some drive-through locations like the Spanish Springs Library. They do that on the weekends. Different businesses that you don't have to get out of your car. They'll, like I said, just bring the petition out to you. So find the one there that is best for you. And if you find yourself and your wife have decided to drive or anything like that, there are numerous locations that have multiple counties. So, like, say, personally, I have Washoe, Lyon, Story, Churchill, and Carson and Douglas. So, you know what? If you want me to even bring the petition to you, just let me know, and I will do it, because that's how concerned I am about getting this recall petition. We need so many more people signing it, John. I mean, you and your wife, that's absolutely awesome. We need more than 200,000 people to sign this recall petition to make it happen. And more and more.
I'm disappointed to hear how few people have signed it. I didn't know that until today.
Yeah. And we still have a month to get the signatures. We're going to work our tails off to do it. But we also have a First Amendment lawyer looking into the situation, because Governor Sisolak changed how we're going to vote. Okay. June 9th, we're going to everybody do a mail-in ballot. Everybody for our primary. So if the Secretary of State's office can be told to do that, why can't they extend, because of the shutdown, why can't they extend the date of the recall process?
They say they're
not allowed to do that. They can't do that.
They weren't allowed to agree to mail-in voting without a vote, in my opinion.
Yep. I find it an egregious attack on our First Amendment. So, John, thank you so much for the call. Please, whatever you do right now, first thing, log on to fightfornevada.com. And it's not just me. There are other people who are willing to bring you the petition, or they can email you the petition. Somebody will pick it up and have it notarized, or you can have it notarized if you have, say, a large family, and you voted in the 2018 election when Sisolak was running, you have to have voted in that election. Well, they'll just send the petition to you. Find out all you can. Call them if you have to. Call me if you have to. And we'll help you any way we can, because we have to remove this man from office. Of course, he won't be removed. We go through the recall process, which is a recall election. It's the first time. This has never been done in Nevada, and we will keep working our butts off to make sure it happens, despite every single, except one, elected representative who is a Republican out there. We will make this happen. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
I have something I'd like to share. Something that's actually really cool and might give people who support the Second Amendment some hope. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just received this. It was put out in 2017. It's a great statement that should always be remembered. So at the time, he was the Army Secretary nominee, and he, I love this, is Tennessee State Senator Mark Green. He was President Trump's nominee, and he believes that citizens, you and me, citizens should be armed. And not just with any old guns. He believes that we should be able to possess whatever weapons the military has. Because an armed citizenry is the ultimate checks and balances against the federal government. The Second Amendment, while it allows citizens to protect themselves from other citizens, goes well beyond just allowing us to defend ourselves from a criminal. This is what Green said back in 2013. The men who penned and ratified this document gave us the right to keep and bear arms as an ultimate checks and balances against the federal government. He added, when considering magazine size and weapon type, comments like you don't need a 10-round magazine to hunt deer completely misses the point of the Second Amendment. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard that you don't need a semi-automatic rifle, an AR, to go deer hunting? It's all about control. It's not about safety. Second Amendment doesn't have anything to do with hunting. It's about checks and balances and control. 884-9910, your line to all of Northern Nevada. Let's check in with Kelly. Hi, Kelly. What's on your mind today?
Oh, you just make me think about my Uncle Ted Nugent over there in Texas. And I would love to hear you savor each word of the Article 7 of the Bill of Rights. And I'm just looking forward to going to visit Front Sight as soon as they open again. And if I may quote Uncle Ted, it doesn't matter what kind of guns it came to take at Lexington Concord. We met them there, and we blew their punk beep brains out.
Thank you, Kelly. That, you know, Ted Nugent, yes, always been a huge admirer. And, you know, it wasn't just about Cat Scratch Fever. He's such a passionate man. And just the fact that he's willing to put himself on the line for others to speak the truth about the Second Amendment. You hear these Democrats, these lefties, these liberals, and they just don't get it because they literally are the sheeple. All they can do is follow. They can't lead. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's time for a Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1, KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine, and we agree to agree.
And let's share those opinions. We can agree to disagree. That's okay. You're still welcome on the show. 884-9910 is the number to call in our last half hour. Boy, we just get going and then it's over. But that's okay because I'll always be back the next weekday. Every weekday, 10 to noon, your live and local FM talk at 92.3 and 99.1. Here we go. 991fmtalk.com, our webpage. Should we practice, or should the practice of shaking hands and hugging people you know, even don't know, be removed from society standards? Yes, no, whatever you'd like to answer there. Friday's poll question, should Nevada elections include ballot harvesting? Obviously, no Democrats listen to this show or participate in the poll, because yes garnered 0 votes. No, 74% of those participating. 26% said only taxpayers should be allowed to vote. Something to think about. Here's something else for you to think about as we look at what Sisolak continues to do to this state. I was a little disappointed with the newscast because I was there Saturday. And we did not storm the Capitol. It was a fantastic rally. It wasn't a protest. It was a rally to show that Nevadans want their businesses to be able to open back up. There's way over 3 million people here in Nevada. And the cases just don't make sense for us to be closed. So my friend Vance sent me this, and I want to read you this one line and see if you can possibly figure out in modern English what this is from. We have been patient, suffering a long time without complaining. Now it is our duty to make changes. What do you think that's from? Well, here, let me share the next line with you. This king of Great Britain is King George III. He is our present ruler. Now we can just take out that name and put Steve Sisolak in there. Or any Democrat governor. Newsom, Cuomo. Just stick them right in there. I hope you're tired of this, because I know I sure am. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with an absolutely amazing woman, and that is the co-founder of the rally on Saturday. I'm going to say co because you did give your husband, Todd, credit as well. Dixie, thank you so much for calling into the show.
How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. I'm just looking at all of the pictures that people are sending me and the different videos on YouTube from the rally and how people were just so excited and really happy that this was going on so their voice could be heard.
Yes, it really was. And, you know, like we had mentioned to you privately, the news media did not do it justice. There was not anger there. There was laughter. There was, you know, and yeah, you had a couple mixed in that were chanting and doing their thing, which is fine because everyone has the right to free speech. But yes, I was disappointed, the news media. And RGJ Online had a really great spread on it. Their newspaper article was lacking, but it was to be expected.
Yeah, welcome to my world. And everybody else's, that the media just, you know, you think that this is a national thing and it's the national news media that is throwing out the fake news, or how, you know, even how our person said storming, you know, the Capitol, the terms that they use.
Yeah.
It's just, it's everywhere. It's small town America. It's midtown America. It's the national stuff as well. But I have to thank you for putting on such an organized event, and I hope it's not the last one because I don't think we're going to be opening anytime soon.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm kind of with you on that. And like we've always talked about, you know, it's common sense and safety, and there's a way to get it open. I mean, I had what my friend Amy Tarkanian put online today. It was Wynn Resorts reopening. It was amazing, very structured, very cautious. I mean, it was perfect. Why can't our governor take a look at that and hopefully, you know, follow suit? It was wonderful to see the private sector step up and do this.
Well, and it's interesting to see the people that, you know, with the money, how money plays into this as well. You know, the people that are allowed to open and the people who aren't allowed to open.
It's unfortunate.
It's follow the money trail.
Well, we just wanted to thank you again for everything. It was a really great day. We really we met a lot of folks, a lot of positive out there, and people just want to get back to work in a safe manner, and that's what this was all about.
Yeah. There were so many people. People accused me of not even being there. And it's like, I was there. I was walking around, shaking hands, trust me.
I know. We missed a lot of our friends, but, you know, they were driving and they were walking, and it was just a lot of fun to see everybody come out and support. I do wish, as we talked, we had more, you know, face masks and social distancing, but, you know, everybody had the right to do whatever they did, and I felt that, you know, there was enough of them, but obviously the news media picked up on that. And the other thing they picked up on was firearms, people carrying. And I thought, gosh, I saw those two gentlemen I think you said hello to them. Other than that, maybe I just don't see it. But I didn't see much of that. But it got made a big deal. That wasn't the purpose.
Yeah, I counted literally maybe five firearms that I could see. So because I started thinking back in my head, but that's how they spin the narrative, you know, that these are just a bunch of there were just a bunch of Second Amendment wackos out there. And it's just so unfair to the general population to put that out there like that. It's just wrong.
I appreciate you again, and thank you so much for, you know, Todd does as well, and all those folks who came out. It was just, we hope that at least the governor got some, you know, our words of common sense and safety. You know, we're not saying we need to flip a switch. We just need to do it responsibly, and we need to start getting it going. We want to see a plan. Like Jim Wheeler said, we just need a plan and some communication, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. All right. Dixie, thank you so much for helping organize this. And take care of yourself and make sure you keep in touch and keep the good vibes going out there. Thank you, Dixie. And thanks, Todd. I appreciate people who take responsibility, who participate in the whole process. It's time to just stop letting other people make the decisions for you. Because what I have learned over the years, which more people are picking up on, is elected representatives, they know how to talk. Talk, 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 talk. They will tell you what you want to hear to your face. What did they used to call Clinton? Slick Willie? Silver Tongue Devil? But actions have to back up those words. And there were a lot of happy words out there on Saturday. But for the people that I see, the people in office, not a whole lot of action. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Keith this morning. Hi, Keith.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. I hope you're having a great Monday.
Yeah, it is. I'll get right to the point. I don't have a lot of time. So I belong to the biggest pro-gun association in America. I'm not going to name the name. We all know who it is. And about the semi-automatic, the AR-15 platform rifles and stuff. So I go hunting every chance I get. And the AR-15 style rifles, in my opinion, they're really not necessary for hunting. You don't need a 10 or 15 round clip for hunting. And it's giving all the other guns a bad rap. I mean, that's every time you see something major happen, it's usually AR platform rifles. So that's my two cents worth.
Okay. That's, you know, and that's good that you have that thought. But, you know, I have four ARs. It's a preference, and it's a form of protection. It is your right. And some people just do it as collections. So, Keith, thank you so much for the call. And it's not about hunting. It's not about hunting. A militia is to protect you from a tyrannical government. What is a tyrannical government? A tyrannical government is a government that says, you will pay this. You will do this. You will have and not have this. You will stay at home. You will close your business. To get the economy going, you will pay more in taxes. What does that sound like right now? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Sandy at 884-9910, because we got a rally this weekend. I was just kind of alluding to it, but Sandy?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just want to know about one coming up. I need to know. I didn't get to the one. I sent some gals down there that went to the one this last weekend, and they said it was awesome. And I want to go to the next one. But I heard you say you thought there was another one coming up this coming weekend. Is that true or not?
Yes, it is true. We are in the planning. Yep, we're in the planning. We have to find the location where we want to land. Everybody in the organization process has their kind of own feelings. I keep saying, hey, you know, there's a big parking lot right across from City Hall. So that's where I would like to see us. There's also, you know, big parking lot.
Oh, you're
across.
Talking about in Reno, not going to Carson City?
No. This is in Reno this weekend.
That's what I wanted to know.
We want to let not only Governor Sisolak, but we want to let the mayors know it's time to open up the cities as well. And the difference is, though, there is a difference, okay? So last weekend's rally was a rally to get the businesses open, get life back to normal here in Nevada. This weekend's rally is being put on by the Recall Sisolak group. So it will be a little bit of everything. It will be an opportunity.
Is that Bruce? Is that Bruce that's doing that?
No, it's not Bruce. Bruce might be involved, but it's not Bruce doing it. But this is going to give people an opportunity to sign the petition, because remember, we've been welcomed so much at different groups to here's a dichotomy, okay? We are welcome at the different groups' luncheons, dinners, save for the Republicans. Hey, we're having our group meeting. Come on out. Everybody wants to sign the petition. So we go. The big fundraisers put on by the higher-ups, we're not allowed. What does that tell you? All of the elected representatives except for one in Elko, Senator Ellison, refused to sign the recall Sisolak petition. Oh, they'll wax poetically about it. Be kind. It's your choice. Yes, you can sign it. But they're not signing it. You might want to ask yourself why. And remember that we are in a primary election that will be held on June 9th. Contact your representative, the Hansons, Wheeler, Settlemyer, Krasner, all of them, all the Republicans, all of them, and ask them why it's okay for the senators to throw out a lawsuit against Sisolak, but they wouldn't work to recall him or even help the public recall him. Only 15,000 signatures out of 250,000 needed. Think about it. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your show. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local. Right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
For all of Northern Nevada, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's talk about food and think about getting our lunch and our dinner reservations and in line and on Facebook at Pinocchio's Bar and Restaurant. JP joining us. JP, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Tempt me, sir. What's on tap for lunch?
Let's go with a Frisco burger on a grilled sourdough with Parmesan cheese for lunch. We also have an Italian wrap and a turkey ciabatta we can get at lunch also. Tonight, we're going to go with our Applewood smoked tri-tip. Absolutely smoked to perfection. We'll also have a seafood ravioli. And tonight, if you order either one of the seafood raviolis and or the Applewood smoked tri-tip, you're going to get your choice of a roll of toilet paper or an individual serving of bread pudding.
Ooh, love Pinocchio's bread pudding. Where can they call in their orders, JP?
We're ready to take their orders at 775-826-5151.
Delicious food, curbside service, all to keep you safe, happy, and healthy. Thanks, JP.
Have a great day. Stay healthy.
You too. Stay healthy, stay strong. All right. I hope you stay healthy and stay strong, too. Strong being the operative word there, as I leave you with these final thoughts. You can put in any elected representative, whether it be the mayor, city council people, commissioners, governor, senators, assembly people. He or she has gone a little crazy. He has refused to sign laws that our leaders have written. These are pretty important laws. He, she taking control of the judges in our court system. Judges cannot be fair if someone else is controlling their jobs and how much they make. He or she has ignored the laws of our American government, created his or her own set of laws, and now feels that he or she has the right to force us to give food and shelter. Once again, modern English of the Declaration of Independence. Know what we're fighting for today. It's big. Love you. Have a great day. It's Monday. It's all in how you look at it. Be positive. I'll be with you tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Mwah.